1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Anita Savage. Sydney businessman John Ibrahim can be revealed as the target of an alleged assassination attempt in the eastern suburbs 2 months ago. Jefferson Shaw reports.
John Ibrahim's identity as the target of the failed alleged hit can be revealed for the first time after a court lifted a gag order. Police claim two men broke into Mr. Ibrahim's clifftop mansion in Bellevue Hill in late July, allegedly to kill him. The two, aged 20 and 24, have been charged with offences including possessing a loaded firearm in a public place and conspiracy to murder. Mr. Ibrahim had asked a court to suppress his identity, but his lawyer today has told Sydney's Downing Centre local court he would abandon that order. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
An inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. 31-year-old Eamon Turkmani was found suffering stab wounds inside his Lithgow Correctional Facility cell yesterday. He died en route to hospital. Turkmani was found guilty of the brutal assault and killing of 16-year-old Mahmoud Harouk in Fairfield East in 2015. Australia's foreign minister has joined calls for a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Penny Wong has been meeting with counterparts at the United Nations in New York. The UN Security Council has been holding an emergency meeting to discuss the situation. It comes as the head of the Israeli Armed Forces said preparations are being made for a possible ground invasion of Lebanon. Senator Wong says since civilian lives are being lost, she's again urging the larger number of Australians in Lebanon to urgently get out.
We continue to monitor the situation closely. We have been working with partners on contingency plans now for many months. But I again say to anyone who, any Australian who is in Lebanon, please leave now.
The federal government has doubled down against suggestions Labor is considering reforms to negative gearing in the near future. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
Negative gearing is a tax deduction on an investor's income if they make a loss from property investments. Despite some support from within the Labor Party for reforms to the tax concession, Assistant Minister for Competition, Charities and Treasury, Andrew Lee, says negative gearing is not being considered by the government.
The policies we took to 2016 and 2019 election are no secret. Neither is it a secret today that we are pursuing enthusiastically a massive housing agenda.
Speaking to the media this morning, the Prime Minister says he won't take negative gearing or capital gains tax reform to the next election. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
A man charged with fatally stabbing a man on an inner west street has made no application for bail in court this morning. Josh Bryan reports from Burwood Local Court.
Police set up a strike force to investigate after 32-year-old Sitaleki Filahi-Hakava was stabbed to death on a busy Marrickville Street on Monday night. Following investigations, 31-year-old Jacob Tamas Spence was arrested and charged with murder. Tamas Spence did not appear when the case was mentioned briefly in Burwood Court, where his lawyer said there would be no application for bail. He will remain behind bars with the matter to return to court on the 20th of November.
A year-long trial giving thousands of women easier access to the contraceptive pill is being made permanent. Max White reports.
From Saturday, women will be able to get a resupply of their oral contraceptive medication from a trained pharmacist without needing to go back to the doctor for a new prescription. The over-the-counter trial started in September last year, and due to its success, the state government says it's here to stay. New changes will allow patients access to up to 12 months of medication, and age eligibility has also been expanded to include women between 18 and 49 years old. Premier Chris Minns says the permanent scheme also reduces the need for a visit to the GP, easing pressure on the struggling healthcare system.
Hope weather.
Cloudy with a very high chance of rain. Winds southerly, 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 kilometres an hour along the coast. There is also a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. It's 12 degrees in the city right now, 11 in the west. Tomorrow, showers and 18. Saturday, a possible shower at the top of 21. Sunday, a slight chance of a shower and 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Hope 1032, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
At Storm International, we clean with integrity, trust and service that shines. As a proud Christian cleaning company, we're committed to giving schools, aged care facilities and businesses a pristine clean every time. Call 1300 361 325 for a free initial deep clean and free sanitary services for the life of your contract. Storm International, keeping your spaces clean and tidy because every corner deserves a little grace. Visit storminternational.com.au. Station sponsor,
Hope 1032.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Perth Hills, Akara's Roll, Pennant Hills Road, northbound past Boundary Road. Traffic there building very quickly. Another one at Richmond, Windsor Street and East Market Street. Into Campbelltown, truck broken down, Hume Motorway, southbound before Narellan Road. The famous Camilla Online warehouse sale is on now. Discover, collect or print an iconic silhouette. Shop beautiful pieces to love forever at camilla.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. It's great to be out and about with you.
G'day, Chris Jolly with you on this wet afternoon. Great to have Brendan and Danny back from a very successful awards night. Big congrats to them for taking out the emerging talent category at the Christian Media and Arts Australia Awards. Now, did you know that one of our podcasts also won on the night? You may already know, but if you don't, I'll let you know which one it was in just a sec. In the meantime, if you want to throw some love over to Brendan and Denny Bell, send an SMS to 0448 40 2020. This is Andy Grammer on Hope 1032. Good afternoon.
Like a sunrise on the longest night, like a rescue coming just in time, you save me when I cannot see the light. Like a heartbeat to a lonely drum, when I thought that the end had come, you remind me that it's only just begun. Took my soul down to the water, mama, I came back a different man. Long as we got one another singing, oh, oh, oh. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Got a brand new, got a brand new, got a brand new lease on life. Everything's gonna be alright. When I look into your eyes, got a brand new, got a brand new, got a brand new lease on life. Like a deep breath, wanna take you in when I hold you. I'm alive again, you're the proof that God's been listening. You're the side where the grass is green, yeah, you shake me like a tambourine. No jerseys, but we make quite a team. When you took my soul down to the water, mama, I came back a different man. Everything's gonna be alright. Got a brand new, got a brand new, got a brand new.
Lease on life.
103.2.
We the Kingdom, Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Brendan and Denny Bell are back from their successful awards night on the Gold Coast. In case you missed it, they won Emerging Talent category at the Christian Media and Arts Australia Awards. One of our podcasts took out an award as well. Yep, following The Chosen, took out the Compelling Content Podcast Award. So well done to Ben and Laura. Now, I've decided to download the episodes and rewatch all the episodes of The Chosen alongside the now award-winning podcast. You can do that too through Spotify, iTunes, or through the Hope 103.2 app on Google Play and the Apple App Store. This is Unique 2 on Hope 103.2.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find ya, and you said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean?
1032.
Where would I be if it wasn't for you? Lost in the dark, then you walked in the room. I came alive when you opened my eyes. I won't go back to the light. The world might be shaken, but I stay in your presence, standing strong in your love. 'Cause I got you in the joy, in the pain, in the waiting, in the flood, in the fire, in the breaking. I'm standing on you, so I won't be moved. Yeah, I'll get through, 'cause I got you. Why should I tremble and worry with fear? If I am your temple, you're already here. Heaven surrounds me when I call your name. There's nothing that you cannot change.
Keep on singing in every sorrow. I'll keep on praising. You're always with me, I know. You're never letting me.
You're never letting me.
In every season, I'll keep on singing in every sorrow. I'll keep
1032.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 1032 looks like you have spring fever.
To everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever. Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones, with stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlour, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Cullingford Court and Penrith Westfield, or littleamigos.com.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor. Hope.
1032.
Something about the way you drive me up the wall. And there's something about the way it leaves me wanting more. Oh my, I've been that girl who hates to play it safe. So I try to find the reasons I should walk away. 'Cause I don't wanna want you like I do.
Celebration tonight. Celebrate. Don't wait too late. No, we don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time, a celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need, yeah. Come on, alright. We're gonna celebrate one more time. Celebrate and dance so free. Music's got me feeling so free. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time. Music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, music's got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Yeah.
Hope 103.2.
So this is broken, I guess. And if I'm being honest, I'm over my head. The rage is deep inside. Wave after wave like the ocean tide. I've done all I can. It's out of my hands, yeah. It's easy to forget.
inside. It's at the bottom where you're teaching me how to climb. And though my heart may break, I know it's not in vain. I need only to be still. When my world
Apollo Limited, Hope 103.2, taking a look at the notice board page of our website. Thanks to station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives you a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. Fellowship Baptist Church, they're excited to host Answers in Genesis Holiday Bible Club, The Great Jungle Journey. Now, it's where kids will set off on an epic adventure from Genesis to Revelation. So bring your children along, enjoy time with friends over the holidays as well, learning about God, playing fun games, and enjoying some snacks as well. For more info, head to the community notice board on hope1032.com.au.
Here we go again.
Gorgi, strap yourselves in for Series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia, and we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Moles, current medical director of the Melanoma Institute Australia, about how does it make us use
and from Australia's clear to the financial the expert Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD
and the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 1032 app. We look forward to your company.
Oh, I haven't got time for this.
For what?
Bookkeeping, payroll, BAS. The accounts are a mess.
Get Xdia to fix it.
Who?
Xdia. Bookkeeping, payroll and BAS experts.
Ah, Xdia.
Ah, exactly.
Running a business or involved in church finances? Get bookkeeping, payroll and BAS that works from station sponsor Xdia. Visit exdia.com.au.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Many years ago, the astronomer Copernicus got into a lot of trouble for suggesting that the Earth was not the centre of the known universe. The Earth revolved around the Sun, not vice versa. He copped opposition from all who figured that the planet they lived on was at the centre of things. He ran into the ingrained self-centeredness of humanity. We see many examples of this even in trivial circumstances. We're not content to take photos of landmarks. We have to be in them. We shift the topic of conversations to ourselves and assume our opinions and experiences have greater value than others. We fail to truly listen to others because we're impatient to speak to others, often of ourselves. It's so sad that some other people are utterly unaware of their egocentricity. It's even more sad to realise that we ourselves are not immune from this common human affliction. The only cure for it is the power and example of Jesus. And even then, it seems there's no instantaneous cure. I'm David Ray.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between you begin to wonder why you can't. idea's defense without granting.
Today and tomorrow.
Hope 103.2.
We go far to the early break of dawn. We wear in places that we never won before.
Pick it up.
In the middle of a low like a lighter's go. We then listen to a heart radio for the soul. For the soul.
Empire of the Sun, Hope 103.2. It's a chilly one today, only 18, and rain is expected to clear tomorrow at some point and warming back up. Now, Jill from Coogee just texted through saying congrats to Brendan and Danny Bell, as well as to Ben and Laura, but she said, also, yay, I love following the Chosen Pod. Thank you, Jill. I completely agree. Jet Trouble on Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Jet Trouble on Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Taking a look at the notice board page of our website, thanks to station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives you a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. Now, I love afternoon tea, but, I mean, what isn't there to like about it, right? Food, tea, I guess you can have coffee. Great conversation. Exactly right. And lucky coincidence, because Channels of Peace Baulkham Hills are doing just that this Saturday, and you're invited to enjoy afternoon tea with a Sri Lankan flavour as they celebrate 10 years in Australia. Check the community notice board for more info. We've got Hope News up in just a moment.
Hope 103.2. Hope Afternoons is brought to you by station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
What fortune lies beyond the stars? Those dazzling hearts too fast to climb. I got so hard to fall so far, but I found heaven. Love swept low, my heart beating.
You can put some joy upon my face. teach me how to love and learn. There'll be nothing left for me to yearn. Think of me and burn, and let me hold your hand. I don't want to face the world in tears. Please think again, I'm on my knees. Sing that song to me.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Songs that encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 103.2.
Yeah.
103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The Federal Court has ordered Energy Australia to pay $14 million in penalties for making false, misleading and deceptive statements about electricity prices. The electricity provider admitted to breaching the Australian Consumer Law and the Code in its communications sent to hundreds of thousands of customers between June and September in 2022. It breached the Code by failing to state the lowest possible price and misrepresented the estimated annual price of its electricity offer for an average customer. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has issued a desperate plea for Australians in Lebanon to get out now while they can. Israel's military is preparing for a ground invasion into southern Lebanon. Alison Petrosky reports.
Lebanon has been under attack for the third straight day. The Israeli military says it successfully hit 280 Hezbollah targets in the last 24 hours, including weapons facilities, and it claims it's hit 2,000 targets so far during this three-day bombardment. Now, today's strikes came after Hezbollah launched a ballistic missile towards Tel Aviv, the first rocket of this size to be sent so deep into Israel, and it was successfully intercepted. The response from Israel was swift. 6,000 more troops deployed along the Lebanon border. The Israeli army chief told them to prepare yourselves. You will enter enemy territory. Hundreds of troops from the US and from the UK are now being sent to Cyprus to prepare for civilian evacuations. At least 15,000 Australians are estimated to still be in Lebanon, the federal government urging them to leave.
Sydney businessman John Ibrahim has been revealed as the target of an alleged assassination attempt in the eastern suburbs 2 months ago after a gag order was lifted. A court has been told two men broke into Mr. Ibrahim's Clifftop mansion in Bellevue Hill in late July, allegedly to kill him. The pair, aged 20 and 24, have been charged with offences including possessing a loaded firearm in a public place and conspiracy to murder. Thousands more women will soon have easier access to the